Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health present It's Time to Smile.
With Eddie Cantor. Time to smile. Time to wear a grin. That's the style. Put a dimple in your chin. Let your troubles ride from your fireside through the countryside, cross the great divide. Push your cares aside. Find the sunny side. Time to smile.
And here he is, Eddie Cantor.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Harry,
what?
I've got the most exciting news. Listen to this.
Oh, what is it?
Jack Benny is coming east, and on behalf of his radio troupe, he's challenged us to a baseball game.
Okay.
Oh, Harry, I can hardly wait to sock one of Jack Benny's pitches and run around those bases. Me, running around.
Boy,
first,
you...
second.
Oh, wait, you're going to run around the bases?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What are you laughing at?
Eddie, you couldn't run around a Dixie cup without getting winded.
That's a lie, and I'm taking this game seriously. And every day I've been doing road work, 20 miles a day. 20 miles... Of course, today I had to stop after 15.
Oh, well, you ran out of breath.
No, I ran out of gas.
Look, Eddie, riding in a car is not road work.
Well, look at Benny. He does it.
Oh, well, that's different. In his Maxwell, it's exercise. Well, really, he still should do more than that if he wants to get in really good condition.
Oh, yes, Harry. I've got my spies on the coast. They told me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Every day he takes steam baths.
Steam baths?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty expensive, aren't they?
Not with Benny. He just goes down to his uncle's tailor shop, takes off his pants, and sits under the pressing machine.
Oh, no, now... Here, just a minute, Eddie. Yeah. You're not serious about this baseball game.
But I am, Harry. I've never been more serious about... After all, I received a formal challenge. This morning, he sent me a telegram.
Jack Benny sent you a telegram?
Yeah, he sent me a telegram by letter. By letter. Which was pasted on a penny postcard, 1 cent collect. Here, let me read it to you. It says, Dear Eddie, my radio cast hereby challenges your cast to a baseball game. My team will consist only of members of my program. Don Wilson, Phil Harris, Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, and Carmichael.
Carmichael?
Yeah, however, in case any member of my team becomes ill, I have arranged for substitutions. Therefore, my lineup is as follows. Mary Livingston or Ducky Medwick. Phil Harris or Lefty Gomez. Rochester or Joe Lewis. Don Wilson or the three DiMaggio brothers. P.S. Look at the P.S.
Yes, read
of
it.
Course, these substitutes will not be used except in case of illness.
Oh.
Incidentally, Mary, Phil, Don, and Rochester don't look so good right now.
Oh, there's a shenanigans. Jack is certainly anxious to win that game.
Yes, but he won't, Harry. I've had a special home run bat made just for this game.
Oh.
It's got a cast iron handle with steel on one end, and the rest of it is filled with lead. There's only one thing that's wrong.
Well, what's that?
I can't figure out a way to lift it. That's the only...
Well, now, wait a minute. That's very simple.
Well,
it's because you're not in condition.
Who's not?
You should be able to lift it. Now, look, a fellow at my club should knock some weight off you,
yeah?
Eddie. For $10 a week, he gives me a real workout. He gives me a rub down, slaps my back, punches me in the stomach.
Oh, for that you pay $10? Save your money, Harry. You can get the same thing for a nickel. All you have to do is to walk into any subway station, put your nickel in a slot, fight your way into a train marked Bronx Express. Right away, you get slapped in the back, punched in the stomach, hit the boat. 5 cents. 5 cents. Ask anybody. Ask anybody. 5 cents.
Oh, now, Eddie, be serious. If we're going to play Benny's team, we'll have to do something about getting into shape.
You're right, Harry. What we need is a baseball trainer.
Right.
Somebody who can whip us into shape and give us some pointers on the game.
Exactly.
Of course, it's difficult to get one on, well, on short notice because...
Could that be...
Come in.
Allow me to present myself, J. Huntington Wack, the second. I feel I am just the individual to handle your ball team.
Really?
What are your qualifications? At the polo grounds, I was vice president in charge of restraining non-playing customers from looking through the aperture in the fence.
What is the name of your organization?
We the People.
Tell me something, Mr. Wack. Did you ever play? Did you ever play on a team?
Egad, yes. I participated as catcher and I played without a mask.
Yeah? It's not only unbelievable, but it's conceivable.
One day, a ball hit me square in the mouth.
You talk like the ball is still in there. Yeah. With two bats and a catcher's mitt yet.
Yes, I shall never forget that pitch. It cut the plate right in half.
Home plate?
No, my upper plate.
I'm afraid you won't do. I want somebody with more of a baseball background, you see?
Oh, I thought I made it lucid that my pater was a great ball player. Yeah. Why, in his whole career, Dad made only one error.
So I see.
Get out of here, Wack. Get out of here. Oh, Harry!
Yes, what is it, Eddie?
Harry!
What?
It just came to me.
What?
This man was in here, Wack.
Yeah?
I've got an idea where we can positively beat Jack Benny's team. This idea
well,
is phenomenal.
What is it?
You introduce Dinah while I do some phoning. I've got the most...
Okay, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the things I love. Sung by our own Dinah Shore.
The glow of sunset in the summer sky. The golden flicker of the fireflies, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love. A silver moonbeam peeping through the trees, a bed of tulips nodding in the breeze, the look you give in answer to my pleas. These are the things I love. Oh, once I thought that life was just a winter thing. My heart was cold, and then you came to me, and like a breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold. When day is through, the babbling brook beside our rendezvous, your sweet voice whispering, darling, I love you.
I said, come in.
But I am in.
Where? Oh, gosh, Sonny, you're so small, I almost missed you. What can I do for you?
I want to be bat boy on your baseball team, Mr. Cantor.
Bat boy? But you're not much taller than the baseball bat yourself.
I know, but I'm good and strong. Feel that muscle.
Isn't that terrific?
I'm in training now to be a big leaguer when I grow up.
In training?
My mom feeds me good, I get lots of sleep, because a fella's got to know how to take care of himself. Why, I even brush my teeth every day. Even on Saturday when there's no school.
Well, that's a good habit.
Sure. That's just what we learn in school. Brush your teeth all the time, even on Saturday. And massage your gums good.
Well, what do you say to that, Harry? The guy's going to take a job away.
Yes. Well, I'd say, young fellow, that all your life you'll be grateful for the care you're giving your teeth and gums right now. And because so many dentists and school teachers say the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, we're really proud to do our part and bring home to millions of men, women, and children the necessity of gum massage and the important part Ipana toothpaste plays in helping to keep gums firmer and teeth brighter. For you see, teeth are seldom at their sparkling best when gums are tender and soft. And the creamy, well-cooked foods we eat simply do not give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need for firmness and health. That's why, like so many dentists, we suggest this easy, modern routine.
Every time you brush your teeth with Ipana toothpaste, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
So stop at your druggist tomorrow for a tube of Ipana toothpaste and faithfully follow this easy, pleasant way to help your gums become firmer, your teeth brighter, and your smile more attractive. The Ipana way. Eddie, where have you been?
Oh, we've got nothing to worry about in our game with Jack Benny. I've just hired the greatest pitcher in all of baseball, the idol of American youth, the strikeout king of the Cleveland Indians. Here he is, Bobby Feller.
No, Bobby! Hey.
Well, Bobby, tell me, how do you feel?
Gee, I'm nervous.
You shouldn't be. You were nervous yesterday with the Yankees. That 10-inning, you said, did your stuff. You know? And after all, Bobby, this is no different. Appearing before a microphone is like baseball. It's really pitching and catching. And if you flop, of course, you go to the showers.
Mr. Canner, you must be the cleanest man in radio.
Bobby, you know why you're here. You're going to pitch for my team against Jack Benny and his gang, you know.
But that isn't ethical. I'm not a member of your cast.
You're not, eh? Repeat after me. I, Panna, for the smile of beauty.
I, Panna, for the smile of beauty.
Sal Hepatica, for the smile of health.
Sal Hepatica, for the smile of health.
Member of the cast. Boy, that was a quick initiation. Now look, Bobby. I've got to beat this guy, Benny. Got to get ahead of him some way. Do you think stealing his signals might help?
You'd be better off if you stole his riders.
I do, but I'm not out yet, Bobby. After all, even as a kid on the east side of New York, you know, the other fellas couldn't play ball without me.
Were you a good pitcher?
No.
A good fielder? A good hitter?
No.
Well, why couldn't they play without you?
My stomach was third base. When I was a kid, I loved baseball, and I still do. Tell me, who do you think has the best team in the American League?
Cleveland.
Who do you think is going to win the pennant?
Cleveland.
And who's going to win the World Series?
Brooklyn.
Take the guns away from those Dodger fans, will you? Look, I don't want you to think I'm getting personal, Bobby, but, I just can't help it. Looking at you, handsome fella, like you. Haven't you thought of getting... You're ahead of me. Wait a minute. I really mean, haven't you thought of getting married?
Gosh, no. And even if I had a girl, I wouldn't get married until after we win the pennant.
Well, Bobby, you should never delay getting married till after you win a pennant. I remember a fellow who played with the Yankees, and he decided not to get married till his team won the pennant, and then one day...
Yes?
He was traded to Philadelphia, a bachelor for life. I brought you here to show me how to beat Benny in that ball game, you know.
Mr. Canner, I'm afraid you'll never make a ball player.
Well, what do you mean, Bobby? Why, I'm an old Cleveland man. I played with the Indians before they bought you.
You played with the Indians before they sold Manhattan.
You can't beat that tattletale gray. Look, Bobby, everybody would like to know one thing. In a crucial part of the game, when the catcher walks out to the pitcher's box for a conversation, what does he say?
Well, he generally puts his hand on the pitcher's shoulders, places his lips close to his ear, and says...
How do you do?
Why, Russian? Russian? Russian, I want you to meet the most famous member of the Indians.
Eddie Kemper, this is Pocahontas.
No, Russian. This is Bobby Feller.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Booby. No,
not Booby. It's Bobby.
Yes, it's Bobby. Bobby. Bobby.
What's the matter, Bobby?
Very cute. Very cute.
Will you stop that? You dare to insult the greatest pitcher of our time?
Why not? I insult anybody. You know, I am the greatest hitter of all time.
Yes.
In one game, the pitcher wound up, threw the ball, I missed. Again he pitched, again I missed.
Maybe you were using too heavy a bat.
You gotta have a bat.
Of course you have. You gotta have a bat.
I don't know.
Why, you idiot?
Didn't the umpire call you out?
What?
No, the umpire said... When you're playing, a man stands behind you and looks over your shoulder.
Ah, give it to him, eh?
such a faker, batting without a bat.
I don't believe you know how to bat.
How dare you! Once I stepped up to the plate, I took a cut of the apple, then a little fowl, two slices of beef.
Wait a minute. Beef at home plate?
What home plate? This was a blue plate.
Oh, stop. You're no batter.
Did you ever hit a home run?
Did I ever hit a home run?
People is asking me.
He's asking, did you ever hit a home run?
I'm going to tell you. Oh, you know something?
Yes.
The first time I ever came to bat, I hit the ball over the fence and circled the bases.
Yes.
I ran to first base. Huh? I ran to second base.
Yes? Go on.
There's more.
Oh, Russian, you are bluffing. You're bluffing.
Yes, in fact, I never heard of you as a ball player.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Well, in Russia, I played with the Petrograd Pussycats. Yes, something?
Yes?
We had the greatest infield in the world. Mishkiv, Rishkiv, Kishkiv, and O'Brien.
How did O'Brien get in there?
He owned the ball.
Russian, you talk a great game of baseball.
I also pitch a great game. I'll never forget the Siberian World Series in the Yonkers Stadium.
Yeah.
For the last pitch, I am winding up, throwing with all my might, and I am landing in the catcher's mitt.
You landed in the catcher's mitt?
Yeah.
What happened?
I forgot to let go of the ball.
Russian, that's preposterous. If you ever did pitch a game, I'm sure you'd be sent to the showers.
The what?
The showers. When a pitcher gets knocked out of the box, we send him to the showers.
Such punishment we don't even have in Russia.
Answering the request of many fans, 13-year-old Olive Major repeats the big hit, the Hot Sot Song.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, a boy would sit and fish and dream when he should have been in school. He couldn't read or write a word, but happiness he found in a little song he heard. And here's how it would sound. Hot sot Ross, another rillera, and a brawler, brawler, suet. Hot sot Ross, another rillera, and a brawler, suet. Hot sot Ross, another rillera, and a brawler, brawler, suet. Hot sot Ross, another rillera, and a brawler, suet. Now the Rossen is a Swedish town. The rillera is a stream. The brawler is the boy. Is the dream? Ha ha! Ross and another rillera, and a brawler, brawler, suet. Hot sot Ross and another rillera, and a brawler.
Is he here? Is he here? Has he gone? Tell me.
Wait a minute. Wait, what do you want?
This is the time to laugh program, isn't it?
No, it's time to smile. Smile.
Sorry, I haven't got the time. Yeah. I'm looking for Bobby Reller. Robbie, you know the baseball pitcher. I got to get his autograph. Wait, is that feller?
Is that fella what?
Is that fella feller?
No, that fella's Harry. Harry Von Zell.
Oh. I mean, who is he?
He's the fella who tells the folks about Sal Hepatica.
Oh. Sal Hepatica.
Harry, look, he said something right. He said Sal Hepatica. I heard him. You've heard about Sal Hepatica, eh, mister?
Oh, sure. Tell me, is it as good as they say it is?
Well, sir, Sal Hepatica is so good that no home should be without it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you need a laxative, Sal Hepatica gives you speedy, gentle relief, usually within an hour, which means that you don't have to wait till night to take it, and therefore there's no need to go through the whole day feeling dull and headachy. Besides, Sal Hepatica has this added advantage.
Sal Hepatica also helps counteract excess gastric acidity, helps turn a sour stomach sweet again.
So why not get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tomorrow? Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
That Benny guy wired me and said he won't play because we are using Bobby Fella as a ringer.
Uh-oh.
How do you like
that? Well, what are you going to tell him?
That Bobby Fella is not a ringer.
What?
He's been a member of my cast for years. Not always under the name of Fella, of course. For 2 years, he was known as Rubinoff. Then Jimmy Wallington. Several seasons of Bobby Green. And one whole year as Deanna Durbin. And to prove it, we will enact several scenes from the life of Bobby Fella. Harry?
Yes?
Set the scene.
Yes. The scene, a little farm not far from Van Meter, Iowa. Within the stately house, all is quiet. But outside can be heard the lowing of cattle.
Moo! Moo!
The squealing of the pigs. And the cackling of the chickens. The lowing of the cattle.
Moo! Moo!
Harry! Lay it in the corner and let's continue, will you?
Determined that his son shall get the proper schooling, Mr. Feller is helping young Bobby with his lesson.
Oh, look here, Bobby.
Yes, Daddy.
Wait a minute. Are you Bobby Feller or Baby Snoot?
Now, pay attention, son. You've been mighty bad in grammar lately. Now, see if you can answer this simple question. Can you give me a sentence with the word pigeon in it?
Yes. Hubble is pigeon for the Giants today.
No, that's wrong. I don't know how a son of mine could be so backward in his learning. Why do you say that for, huh?
Well,
why do you say that?
Well, what's wrong with it, Daddy?
Schumacher is pigeon for the Giants today.
When Bob reached the age of 16, he was especially popular with the girls, who soon learned that baseball was his only love. We now look in as young Bob's first girlfriend pays a visit to the Feller household.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, tall, dark, and hard to hit. Do you like my new dress?
Yeah. Gee, and I thought I had curves.
Oh, stop blushing, Bobby. Why are you always so shy when you're with me? Don't you like me, Bobby? Don't you really like me?
Sure I like you, and I'll prove it right now. Mary?
Yes?
Let's shake hands.
Okay, well, come on, hurry up. For heaven's sakes, Bobby, you don't have to wind up every time you shake hands.
It helps my pitching arm. Would you like to sit on the sofa, Mary?
Oh, yes. Gee, I'd love to, Bobby. I'd love to sit on the sofa.
Well, go right ahead.
No, Bobby. You sit here on the sofa with me. There. Look, Bobby. I know it's asking a lot, but will you please take your hands out of your pockets?
Why? You want to play catch?
No, Bobby. I want to hold hands with you. Hold hands, like this. There. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It sure is fun holding hands with you.
You know, it would be even more fun if you took off your pitcher's glove.
Oh, I forgot to take it off after today's game.
Bobby, there's only one thing that'll make you stop thinking about baseball, and here it is. There. What'd you think of that kiss?
I thought it was a little high and outside.
Oh, Bobby, you're impossible.
What's the meaning of this, son? What's the idea of you sitting there on the sofa with your arm around a girl?
Gee, Dad, what if I have got my arm around her? There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong? That's your pitching arm. Can't you neck lefty?
Yeah.
Years pass, and we find our young hero in his last days of high school. It is the eve of the big game. Not only the game of ball, but the game of life. The game of life with its ups and downs, with its many obstacles, where one often goes around in circles like a pinball game. Pinball, you put a nickel in the slot. You pull back the lever. The little ball goes whizzing around. Zip, 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 zip. Bing, bong, bing, bing, bong, boom, boom. 40,000. Bing, bing, zip, 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 zip. Bing, boom. I hit the red light. 50,000. Bing, boom, boom. Zip, zip, zip. Bing, bing, bing.
Harry.
Wait, tilt. But the machine is tilted, I tell you. Wait a minute.
Harry, will you stop? Will you stop and get out of here?
Give me back my nickel.
Oh, go away.
To this day, Papa Feller is his son's best pal, and together they have frequent discussions concerning Bob's welfare. By far the most important of these discussions occurred recently when Papa Feller, behind closed doors, approached his son and...
I want to talk to you, Bob. As a dutiful father, there's something I must tell you.
What is it, Dad?
I'll come right to the point, son. You've made a lot of money in baseball, a fortune, but there's something a-lacking in your life. Bob, you need a mate, a partner in marriage, someone to share your success, your happiness, your wealth.
But I don't know many girls. Whom could I marry, Dad?
I'll tell you, son. Out in Beverly Hills, California, there's a family named Candor. They've got a lot of girls. Take one of them off his hand. Let's take a boat to Bermuda. Let's take a plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town throughout the USA. Benny will tear out all his hair.
What hair?
I mean from his toupee. Let's flag a train to Niagara. Let's watch the big waterfall. Let's hop a freighter, a bus to Decatur. Let's get away from it all.
Let's take a Pullman to Nashville.
Yeah.
Down where you say, hi, y'all.
This place will bore you. Come on to Peoria.
Let's get away from it all.
Let's roam to old Oklahoma. Let's pay the cowboys a call.
Why, you pack a Uripana and a head for Montana.
Let's get away from it all.
Out west we'll browse among the cows. That's the kind of life I enjoy.
Now wait, you can't rope cow, you dope.
Why not? I'm a Moscow boy.
Let's take the boat to Bear Mountain. Get from behind the eight ball.
Let's pack a dozen, go straight up the Hudson.
Let's get away from it all.
The evenings we share together represent a token of goodwill sent to you by the makers of iPanna for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. iPanna, Sal Hepatica. Don't fail to be with us next week when we have as our guest the celebrated star of the Metropolitan Opera, Lawrence Melchior. And so...
Till next Wednesday.
Toodle-oo.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and listen to Mr. District Attorney, who follows immediately with the thrilling case of the armored truck.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.